हरे हे ओम सहनावतु सहनाभुनक्तु सहधेयं करवावहै तेजस्वी नामनि तमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सवि गौर भक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
So now, section 6. Vaishampayana said, at the conclusion of Narada's words, King Yudhishthir, the just, worshipped him duly, and commanded by him, the monarch began to reply succinctly to the questions the Rishi had asked. Yudhishthir said, O Holy One, the truths of religion and morality thou hast indicated one after another are just and proper. As regards myself, I duly observe those ordinances to the best of my power. Indeed, the acts that were properly performed by monarchs of yore are, without doubt, to be regarded as bearing proper fruit, and undertaken from solid reasons for the attainment of proper objects. O Master, we desire to walk in the virtuous path of those rulers that had, besides, their souls under complete control. Okay, so here Yudhishthira, he is taking it that even though these are paths walked by great kings way, way before, much before in history, they were still worth walking because those kings, after proper consideration and everything, and then perform those activities. And those activities got them their good result, and it was because of that proper performance of their duties, right? So these things always last, right? Vedic culture basically is the only one where what you're dealing with is real, your whole life. Like when you're young, then you have certain ideologies, you have certain, things that are nice for the kids. In the modern, they'll call it fantasy, they'll, romance, all these different things like this. So in the Western, at some point it's broken down. Whether somebody, says something that destroys, Santa Claus doesn't exist, or the Tooth Fairy, was your mother, or something like that. So different things like this, then everything breaks down, King Arthur, this one, that one, whatever it is, it's lost, right? Harry Potter, all these different things, they disappear. But in the Vedic, we have the Mahabharata, these are real stories. So then, through one's life, then one's faith, one's commitment, it deepens, right? Otherwise, it starts off that it's very nice, it's very exciting, but then it actually becomes one's real inspiration, one's real guide. So the consistency between your beginning of life and the end of life is the same all the way through. There's no break, and then the reality hits you, and then you're left with consumerism and hedonism, and that's the reality. Does that make sense? So it's very, very important, this thing. Because of that principle, right, because someone's faith has been broken in that, right, Santa Claus didn't exist, and all those things. Therefore, then when you talk about we should follow the Vedic culture, then the problem comes is, oh, this is modern times, we don't have a connection. You know what I'm saying? So only persons who their connection with that immediate, that natural, you know, inspiration of childhood has been broken, will say this. Right? Does that make sense? Those that have a longer tradition, means the Indians don't have problem. Many times your other cultures that have more of a connection between their past and the present, there's less of a problem. But those which is naturally broken and there's no continuation, then it's a problem. Right? I mean, Hinduism now, Hinduism thousands of years ago, same Hinduism, same scriptures, same stories, same everything. Right? But you look at Christianity, right? Goes from original Christianity actually being Judaism into morphing into something completely different 400 years after Christ. Then like that, then going from Catholicism into your Protestant, and then from that breaking down into many things. You understand? So there's no continuity. Therefore, there's a problem. Right? Language changes, everything changes. Sanskrit words are still the same. Right? Does that make sense? But English words keep changing. How you used it yesterday, today it's different, you know? I mean, it's just like, you know, it was, I mean, the program yesterday was just so bad. I mean, it was just, you know, it was bad, you know? It was like, they go, yeah, it says, yeah, I thought it was great, yeah. I also thought it was great, you know? Well, before bad meant it was terrible. Now bad is, hey, it was cool, you know? It's like, you know what I'm saying? So everything changes. Therefore, there's no faith that anything older than, you know, what you consider as valuable has any meaning. That makes sense? So Yudhishthira is not like that, and that's why he's the emperor of the world. And those who don't function like that, they're not the emperors of the world. Do you find any emperors of the world today? No. Why? Because they don't think like Yudhishthira. Like that. That's the basic principle. Vaishampayana continued. Yudhishthira, the son of Pandu, possessed of great glory, having received with reverence the words of Narada, and having also answered the Rishi thus, reflected for a moment. Perceiving a proper opportunity, the monarch, seated beside the Rishi, asked Narada, sitting at his ease and capable of going into every world at will, in the presence of that assembly of kings, saying, possessed of the speed of mind, thou wanderest over various and many worlds created in days of yore by Brahma, beholding everything. Tell me, I ask thee, if thou hast, O Brahmana, ever beheld before anywhere an assembly room like this of mine, or superior to it. Right? Remember, this assembly hall was made by Maya Danava. And it's a combination of the Asura, the human, and the celestial architecture. Right? And it's big. 5,000, no, what did you say? Yeah, 5,000 hands, wasn't it?
Cubits.
Yeah, 5,000 cubits. So that means 750 feet by 750, I mean 7,500 feet by 750. Very big. Quite big. Not bad. So he wants to know if there's anything bigger than this. Right? You know, bigger, superior, better, or, you know, equal to it, or better. Right? Less, of course, that's obvious, right? You know, Duryodhana's one is less. Everybody else is less. So he wants to know. So now we're going to hear about all the sabbas of the universe. Narad said, O child, O king, I did neither see nor hear of ever before amongst men any assembly room built of gems and precious stones like this of thine, O Bharata. I shall, however, describe unto thee the rooms of the king of the departed Yama, of Varuna, of great intelligence, of Indra, the king of gods, and also of him who hath his home in Kailash, Kuvera. I shall also describe unto thee the celestial Sabha of Brahma, that dispelleth every kind of uneasiness. All these assembly rooms exhibit in their structure both celestial and human designs, and present every kind of form that exists in the universe. They are ever worshipped by the gods and the Pitris, the Sadhyas, under deities called Gana. I mean, Sadhyas will be, they are the heads of a particular group of persons. Like, Kuvera is the head of the Gana of yakshas. Does that make sense? You know, Vrishaparva will be the gana of the, I think they're whatever it is, Danavas or like that. So each species, Gandharvas will have theirs, the Apsaras will have theirs, and so the head of all of them, that's the Sadhya. Right? That makes sense? By ascetics offering sacrifice with souls under complete command, by peaceful munis engaged without intermission in Vedic sacrifices, with presents to Brahmanas, I shall describe all this to you if, O bull of the Bharata race, thou hast any inclinations to listen to me. Right? So celestial and human, that's the normal, right? He said it's not a mix of with the Asuric, so that's what makes his even unique. Because they'll be human because that's the Shastra, that's the Pancharatra. Then the Devas are things because of what they have available and their particular tastes and their abilities, their mystic powers, they can build things that you can't do here. But your fundamental principles will be the same as here, that's because it's human. Right? Because you'll go from here to celestial, then you go to the spiritual world to go back to human. Right? Like that. Also notice how he says here, you know, means I can describe, means I'll describe all these different things, right? He makes it interesting if you want to hear. Right? You don't want to hear it then? Hey. What are you doing?
Turning the back fan off.
Back fan off. Okay. Good luck. Vaishampayana continued. Thus addressed by Narada, the high-souled King Yudhishthira the Just, with his brothers and all those foremost of Brahmins seated around him, joined his hands in entreaty. Right, so everybody then put their hands and, you know, yes. Who turned the fan on? Yes. There's only so many. Okay. Off. Not off. Now off? Okay? Yeah? Okay. The monarch then asked Narada, saying, describe unto us all those assembly rooms. We desire to listen to thee. O Brahmana, which are the articles with which each of the Shabbas are made of? What is the area of each, and what is the length and breadth of each? Who wait upon the grandsire in that assembly room? Who also upon Vasava, the lord of the celestials, and upon Yama, the son of Vivasvan? Who wait upon Varuna and upon Kuvera in their respective assembly rooms? O Brahmana Rishi, tell us all about all these. We all together desire to hear thee describe them. Indeed, our curiosity is great. Thus addressed by the son of Pandu, Narada replied, saying, O monarch, hear ye all about those celestial assembly rooms one after another, right? So they want to know the size, what it's made out of, but they want to know who is there in the assembly, right? Because the person is okay, but who goes with them, that's what's important, right? Nowadays, you think of the person, don't care about the associates, but the actual, you know, how you say, normal form is who is with them, because that makes it more special, right? Because the person is special, so therefore then who is their associates, that must be also special. That makes them more special. That makes it, you know, that makes sense. Yeah? Section 7. Narada said, the celestial assembly room of Shakra, Indra, is full of luster. He hath obtained it as the fruit of his own acts. Possessed of the splendor of the sun, it was built, O scion of the Kuru race, by Shakra himself. Capable of going everywhere at will, the celestial assembly house is full 150 yojanas in length, and 100 yojanas in breadth, and 5 yojanas in height. Right? So that means it's 40 miles tall. Okay, so 150 times 8 means 1,200 miles long and 800 miles wide and, what do you say, 540 miles tall, right? not bad, not bad. You know, it's even bigger than the ones in Moscow, right? You know, so it's like, you know, like dispelling weakness of age, grief, fatigue, and fear, auspicious and bestowing good fortune, furnished with rooms, seats, and adorned with celestial trees. It is delightful in the extreme. So in the building itself, in the courtyards that'll be there, then there's trees and other things, just like in Yudhishthira's. There's trees in so many of the courtyards and all that. And then he has a big pond in the middle. Of course, they don't have a pond in the middle. He has one. It's interesting to note is that if you have a pond in the middle in your Brahmastan, then it won't bother you now, but after 14 years, then it'll give the fruit of destroying the dynasty, right? So this is built now, right? Then there'll be the gambling match. Then it'll go to who? And then after 14 years, who's still in possession of it? And then there's a war that does what?
Destroys the dynasty.
Right. So that pond in the middle in the Brahmastan, that was Krishna's idea, right? Because nobody does it, you know. So he thought, make it unique, and so he did. Right? Living at large, right? There sittest. In that assembly room, O son of Prita, on an excellent seat, the Lord of Celestials with his wife, Suchi, endowed with beauty and affluence. Right? Why affluence? Others are just beauty. Why affluence?
She's chaste.
Okay, that will bring. Anyone else? Suchi, wife of Indra. She's Dhana Lakshmi. You know the Lakshmi that you always see? She's there with the two hands, gold coins pouring out. No Vishnu around, just a couple of elephants, you know, to make sure things don't get out of hand. That's not Vishnu's wife. She doesn't give money to materialists. She only gives money to devotees. So that's her expansion of the material Lakshmi. That's Suchi Devi, Indra's wife. That's why Draupadi, she's Suchi Devi. So that's why she's called the goddess of fortune. So it says that, you know, she's a goddess of fortune. It doesn't mean she's Vishnu's goddess of fortune. She means she's the expansion of Lakshmiji, who then, she's also known as Lakshmi, because she has that post. That's her office, right? All the demigods, like Indra, his post is he's king of the universe, and he takes care of all the rain, right? So the thunder, the rain, the lightning, that's his job. So she takes care of the money for the materialists. Right. Does that make sense? Assuming a form incapable of description for its vagueness, with a crown on his head and bright bracelets on the upper arms. Vagueness, all right? So you can't describe it, right? If it's too clear, it's too obvious, then it's easily descriptible. As soon as you can describe, then you can control it. As soon as you can see it, you can control it. That's why in the Veda, there's always something mystical. It's always changing, always adjusting. Right? Does that make sense? Okay. So how you say? You know, how you say? A t-shirt and cargo jeans, or a tank top and a pair of, you know, how you painted on shorts. Those aren't vague. Right? Attired in robes of pure white and decked with garlands of many hues, there he sitteth with beauty, fame, and glory by his side. Means these are personified. Beauty, fame, and glory are standing by his side. Somebody has a phone there. The illustrious deity of 100 sacrifices is daily waited upon. O monarch, in that assembly by the... Okay. I think there needs to be a comma there. O monarch, in that assembly by the Maruts in a body, each leading the life of a householder in the embrace of his family. So the Maruts, even though they're family, they all, as one person, then they serve Indra. The Siddhas, celestial rishis, The Sarasyan, all, means all the heads of the Ganas. The gods, the Marutas, of brilliant complexion, adorned with golden garlands. All of them in celestial form and decked in ornaments, always wait upon and worship the illustrious chief of the immortals, that mighty repressor of all foes. O son of Prita, the celestial rishis also, all of pure souls, with sins completely washed off and resplendent as the fire, possessed of energy and without sorrow of any kind, freed from the fever of anxiety, and all performers of the Soma sacrifice, also wait upon and worship Indra. So even though these rishis are technically superior to him, they also serve. Right? Because he's managing the universe and he's managing for Vishnu. So the universal management is Vishnu's job. He's the maintainer. So therefore, they play their part and they take part. And they're very powerful, right? Because they're pure, therefore they're powerful, right? Prabhupada says purity is the force. So that's where it comes from. So here's the great sages that are there. Parasara and Parvata, Savarani and Galava, Shanka and Muni Gorishiris, Burvasa, Krodana and Svena, the Muni Dirgatamas. Remember we heard of Dirgatamas before, right? He was the one that made the curse that women have to stay connected with one man, right? Because his son, I think Gotama and those were his sons, and they went with the mother and decided they're going to, I think they threw him in the river, right? Put him on a banana boat and sent him out to find his fortune, like that. Pavitrapani, Savarani, Yajnavalkya, and Baluki. Udalaka, Sweta Ketu, Tandya, and also Bandayani. Right? Who is Udalaka? What did he do?
Zaharani, who slept across the, made a dam up for himself.
Udalaka, yeah, he made the dam like that, so that he was. Havishmat, Garishta, and King Harishchandra. Hridaya, note King Harishchandra, right? Hridya, Udarshandilya, Parasarya, Krishnivala, Vataskanda, Vishaka, Viratas, and Kaja, Karaladanta, Tastari, Vishwakarman, and Tumuru, and other rishis. Who's Tumuru? He's a Gandharva. Yeah, he's a big singer, big. Some born of women, others living upon air, and again others living upon fire. These all worship Indra, the wielder of the thunderbolt, the lord of the world. So said some born of women means some weren't, right? And they all live on different things, right? You know, so some eat food, some live on air, some live off the fire, right? They perform yajnas, that's how they maintain themselves. All worship Indra, the wielder of the thunderbolt, the lord of all the worlds. Sahadev, Sunita, and Valmiki of great ascetic merit. Samika of truthful speech, and Prachetas ever fulfilling their promises. Medatiti, Vamanadev, Pulastya, and Pulaha. Kratu, Maruta, Marichi, and Stanu of great ascetic merit. Right? He also, Marichi, means that the assembly, Marichi is the one that arranges all the dances and all that. Remember, like last night. So Vamanadeva is his brother, his younger brother. Pulastya, Pulaha, Kratu, Marichi, they're actually brothers, right? Because they're all sons of Brahma. And Stanu of great ascetic merit. Who's Stanu?
One of the Rudras.
Yeah, one of the Rudras. What does he do?
Southwest.
Yeah, controls the southwest, right? So they're all there. So he says, of great ascetic merit. So, Kashishvat, Gotama and Tarkya, also the Muni Vaishvanara and Muni Kalka Vrikya and Ashravya, Hiranmaya, Samvarta, Dehavya and Vishvaksena of great energy, Kanva, Katyayana, Gargya, and Kaushiki, all are present there, along with the celestial waters and plants. Who's Kaushika? Vishwamitra. Because that was what he was before. He was the king of Kaushika. All are present there, along with the celestial waters and plants, and faith, intelligence, the goddess of learning, wealth, religion, and pleasure. Lightning, O son of Prita, the rain-charged clouds, the winds, and all the loud-sounding forces of heaven. The eastern point, the 27 fires conveying the sacrificial butter, Agni and Soma, and the fire of Indra. Mitra, Savitri, and Aryaman. Bhaga, Vishva, and the Sadhyas. The preceptor, Brihaspati, and also Sukra. Vishvavasu and Chitrasena. Sumanas and Taruna. The sacrifices, the gifts to Brahmins, the planets and the stars, right? So gifts to Brahmins personified is in his court, and sacrifice personified then is in his court, right? So when it says that things like wealth, this means wealth personified, religion personified, profit personified, they're all in his court.
You also mentioned after Brihaspati, Shukra. Is it
Shukra, Sukracharya. Yeah. Like that. Because Shukra is one of the nine Navagrahas, so he has his job there. Just, he prefers to sit down with the demons because, you know, he just has a little bit of a problem. But, the planets and the stars, O Bharata, and the mantras that are uttered in sacrifices, all these are present there, right? So the mantra is personified. O king, many apsaras and gandharvas, by various kinds of dances and music, both instrumental and vocal, by the practice of auspicious rites, and by the exhibition of many feats of skill, gratify the lord of the celestials, Satkratu, the illustrious slayer of Vala and Vritta. Besides these, many other brahmanas and royal and celestial rishis, all resplendent as the fire, decked in garlands and ornaments, frequently come to and leave that assembly, riding on celestial cars of various kinds. So these ones are always there, or regularly there, and others come and go, but, you know, so something's always going on there. Brihaspati and Sukra are present there on all occasions. These and many other illustrious ascetics of rigid vows, Bhrigu and the seven rishis, who are equal, O king, unto Brahma himself, come to and leave that assembly house. Right? So that means these others, Sukra and Brihaspati, they're always there. Then Bhrigu and others like that, who are like under Indra, you know, they come regularly and go. But those two are always there. Okay. Come and leave that assembly house riding our cars beautiful as the car of Soma, and themselves looking as bright therein as Soma himself. Right? Who else had a cart given by Soma? Arjuna, yeah. So you can tell it's very bright. So if these top, you know, the top sages and that of the universe, they ride on cars that are bright like Soma's car, right? So his is the standard of like brightness. So Arjuna had a car like that also. So you can say it's very, very special. This, O mighty armed monarch, is the assembly house called Pushkara Malini of Indra of 100 sacrifices that I have seen. Listen now to the account of Yama's assembly house. Section 8. Narada said, okay, so that was the end, that ended there. So that's one of the few times you see that they end it. But now you see is how we'll open the next one, section 8. Narada said, O Yudhishthira, I shall now describe the assembly house of Yama, the son of Vivasvat, which, O son of Prita, was built by Vishvakarma. Listen now to me. Bright as burnished gold, that assembly house, O monarch, covers an area of much more than 100 yojanas. possessed of the splendor of the sun, it yieldeth everything that one may desire, neither very cool nor very hot. It delighteth the heart. In that assembly house there is neither grief nor weakness of age, neither hunger nor thirst. Nothing disagreeable findeth a place there, nor any kind of evil feelings there. Every object of desire, celestial or human, is to be found in that mansion. All kinds of enjoyable articles, as also of sweet, juicy, agreeable, and delicious edibles in profusion that are licked, sucked, and drunk, O chastiser of all enemies. Why it mentions sweet, juicy, and agreeable? Right? Delicious. Why does it mention that? Because it's mode of goodness. These are the qualities of something that's mode of goodness. O chastiser of all enemies, the garlands in that mansion are of the most delicious fragrance, and the trees that stand about it yield fruits that are desired of them. They are both cold and hot waters that are sweet and agreeable. In that mansion, many royal sages of great sanctity and Brahman sages also of great purity cheerfully wait upon, O child, and worship Yama, the son of Vivasvat. Why would it mention cheerfully?
Happy,
okay, that's good. But he wouldn't be happy in Indra's place. Yes, why? Because remember, we're dealing with Yamaraj. You think of Yamaraj, you think of hell, you think of punishment, you think of all possible things that could go wrong. But you see, in his palace, it's just the opposite. Everything there is just perfect. The problem is with the people that come to be judged at his palace. They're the ones with the problem, not him or his associates, right? So they're cheerful there. It's nice. It's pleasant. Even though it's situated down, you know, on Patala, you know, below Patala Loka, right? In the hellish region. Yayati, Nahusha, Puru, Mandatari, Somaka, Nriga, the royal sage Trashadasyu, Kritavirya, Sautashravas, Arishtanemi, Siddha, Krita Vega, and Kriti, Nimi, Pratardhana, Sivi, and Matsya. Right? Notice now what kind of names are coming up here. Kings, right? How many kings do we hear of in Indra's court?
One.
One, right? Now here's where all the kings are. Right? This will come up later. Pritulaksha and Vridharata, Varta and Maruta, Kusika, Sankasya, Sankirti and Dhruva, Chaturashva, Sarashvormi and King Kartavirya, Bharata and Surata, Sunita, Nishata, Nala, Divodasa and Sumanas, Amvarisha, Bhagirat, Vyasva and Vadrashva, Pritu Vega, Pritu Shravas and Prishtidashva, Vasumanas, Shupa and Sumhavala, Vrishagdu and Vrishasena, Puru Kutsa, Dvajin and Ratin, Arishtisena, Dilipa and the high-souled Ushinara, Aushinara, Pundarika, Saryati, Sharava, and Suchi, Anga, Rishta, Vena, Dushmanta, Shrinjaya, and Jaya, Vena. So it seems he got some benefit by being killed by the Brahmanas, right? Dushmanta, right? Who is Dushmanta?
Shakuntala's husband.
Shakuntala's husband, right? So these are, we hear, yes? Who is Dharmaraj or Yamaraj? Yamaraj. Yamaraj is the lord of death, right? Means anybody who's not a devotee, even if they're celestials, anybody, he deals with their death, right? So all souls, after dying, then the Yamadutas come and collect them, right? And these Yamadutas, I mean, if you sat them down on the, you know, on, you know, at Soho Square, you know, they'd probably go down pretty well, like that. But like that, they might go down You might be able to walk them down Fifth Avenue without much of a second glance. Like that. They probably fit right in. But, how you say? And they come with their dogs, right? And I think they're two-headed dogs? Four-headed dogs. Oh, four eyes, right? So they can watch all directions. You're not going to get away from these guys. And, you know, a little vicious, you know, like that. So if you're a pious person, then the dogs, they guard the front, and the Yamadutas just escort you there pleasantly, right? Of course, the association's not so great, but hey, you know, it's they're friendly, you know, like that. You know, you got to give, you know, you can't judge a book by its cover, right? You know, it's like that, so. And then you get there, then you get to the Vaitarani River, right? There's a river there in between, you know, that you have to go to over to his place. It'll be very pleasant, nice lotuses, nice that. A boat will come, the boatman will come, right? Because you've already paid for the boatman. That's the gold coins and the eyes that they put when they burn the body, right? Already been paid, you know, prepaid, you know, boat ride. Then you go across and Yamaraj is in a nice form like described here. You see all these nice personalities, then they judge you, right? And they say, okay, you've done all these pious activities and all that and so that. If you're not so pious, then these Yamadutas and that and the dogs, they have a tendency to be little, how you say, yeah, a little snappy, you know, a little nippy there, you know. So it's not such a great walk there, you know. You might be dragged a bit, you know, something like that, you know. Yeah, I guess that's where it comes from. Wow, that was really a drag, you know. So then when you get there, then you haven't paid the boat fees and you have to swim. And there are no lotuses in that, depending how sinful you are, then it's filled with more and more of these nasty kind of aquatics that have razor sharp fins and all that, and they swim, because fish, when anything's there, they always swim by. Rupagana sat in the Ganga and the swish come by and touch you. It's just something they do, you know. So these ones have razor sharp fins, you know, not so comfortable. And if you're really sinful, it gets really bad, and you just sink there, and that Yamaraj doesn't even deal with you. Waits till the next one comes along, because this one doesn't want to deal with you, right? And you sit there. Then you go see him, and then he's a nasty form, very heavy, and then after that, then he's the one that points left, right, and you go to hell or heaven. It's not the one with the big beard sitting on the big chair with no face, right? That's somehow they got a few stories mixed up here. Right. Okay, so he deals with that. Now he knows all the Dharma Shastras perfectly. He knows what everybody does. He has a secretary that gets information from the sun, the moon, the wind, from the earth. Sun, moon, wind, earth, the directions. Right? They keep track of everything you do, right? You know, even better than Santa Claus, right? And so they know if you've been good or bad, you know, all these things. And then they read it out. And they say, okay, you know, on this day, then, you know, they were supposed to be in class and they went outside and they were playing. And, you know, this one, then, you know, they're yelling and screaming too much and waking up the teacher. And, you know, all these different things. They all have all that, the notes, right? You know, like that. Then afterwards, then they, how do you say? Then they decide on what you do. But he's extremely religious. He knows everything, right? This same Yamaraj then was cursed by a sage, and then he came as Vidura, right? So that's why Vidura knows everything. And he is the father of Yudhishthira. Does that make sense? Now you know who he is? Cool? Yes. It didn't quite reach the front. Where does Santa Claus live? He lives in the minds and the hearts of those with faith. And the faithful. Right? And then there's always somebody who comes along and breaks that faith, and then he has to go move somewhere else. It's a tough job. He never has a proper place to stay, right? You know, like that. At some point, he always has to pack up and move on, right? Is that okay? Does that answer the question? Okay, very good, very good. Any other questions? Okay. No? Bangashuri, Sunita, and Nishada. Bahini Nara, Karandhama, Valika, Sudyumna, and the mighty Madhu, Ayla, and the mighty king of the earth, right? Mighty earth Maruta, Kapota, Trinaka, and Shadeva, and Arjuna also, Vyasva, Shasva, and Krishasva, and King Shasabindu, Rama, the son of Dasarath, and Lakshmana, Pradardana, Alarka, and Kakshasena, Gaya, Gorashva, Rama, the son of Jamadagni, who's that?
Parasuram.
Nabaga and Sagara, Saridyumna, Mahashva, Pristashva, and also Janaka, King Jainya. Who is Janaka?
Sita Devi's father.
Right, Sita Devi's father. Right. King Vainya, Varishena, Purujit, and Janamejaya, Brahmadatta, Trigarta, and King Uparichara also. Who is Uparichara?
It's the person who had the sense to crystal car.
One of that? Crystal car?
The three most merciful people.
One of the three most merciful people? Yes.
It says Janamejaya, but Janamejaya is a grandson of the car.
Yes, it must have been another one. Yeah, but he's already dead, so this one doesn't have to fight one. It's not like, what was it?
Chitrangada,
you know, the demigod, the Chitranga, the human king, and so then they had to. So it worked out, you know. So always make sure that, you know, you get the timing right here. Uparichara Vasu.
It's also, in his next birth, it was Vritrasu. Uparichara Vasu.
That's Chitraketu. Remember, is that some say that the Mahabharata starts with Uparichara Vasu, right? Because from him comes Shantanu. Right? Yes? You had something? Oh, that was just a yawn. Right? Isn't it? Okay. Also, Indradumna, Bhimajanu, Gaurapishta, Nala, Gaya, Padma, and Muchakunda, Buridyumna, and Prasenajit, Arishtanemi, and Prithulasva, Ashtaka, also 100 kings of the Matsya race, 100 of the Vipa, and 100 of the Haya races, 100 kings of the name of Dhritarashtra, 80 kings of the name of Janamejaya. So there was also another. Really got more. 100 monarchs called Brahmadatta, and 100 kings of the name of Iri. More than 200 Bhishmas, and also 100 Bhimas, 100 Prativindyas, 100 Nagas, and 100 Palashas. 100 called Kasha and Kusha, the kings of kings Santanu, and thy father Pandu, Usangava, Satarata, Devarata, Jayadratha, the intelligent royal sage Vishvadarva, and his ministers, and 1,000 other kings known by the name of Shashavindu, who have died having performed many grand horse sacrifices with large presents to the Brahmanas. These holy royal sages of grand achievements and great knowledge of the Shastras wait upon, O king, and worship the son of Vivasvat in that assembly house. Agastya and Matanga, Kala and Mrityu means time and death, right? They also wait upon it. That's also maybe another reason why, what was his name we mentioned? He was killed by the sages? Vena. Because Vena's grandfather is death personified. Death personified's daughter was Venu's mother. Right? So it says that the daughter takes on the qualities of the father, and the son takes on the qualities of the mother, therefore he said had the same qualities as death personified. Okay, performers of sacrifices, right? The siddhas and many yogins, the pitris belonging to the classes called Agnishvatas, Fenapa, Ushampa, Svadsvat, and Varhishad, right? Because that means your pitris, they have those groups of pitris, and depending upon Brahmins, Kshatriyas, Vaishudras, and depending on the class, they all have their pitris. So then these classes, then they live there. And also those others that have forms, the wheel of time, right? Because death is wheel is time. And the illustrious conveyor himself of the sacrificial butter, so Agni is also there. All sinners among human beings, as those also that have died during the winter solstice, those officers of Yama who have been appointed to count the allotted days of everyone and everything, who are the appointed officers? The Yamadutas and those Chitras, and all they take care of all that. Right, so you die in the winter solstice, that's not considered good. That's why Bhishma, then he waited until the Uttarayana. Right? He was shot in the Dakshinayana, but he waited till the Uttarayana. The Singh Sapa, the Palasha, the Kasha and Kusha trees and plants in their embodied forms. These all, O King, wait upon and worship the God of Justice in that assembly house of his. These and many others are present in that Shabha of the King of the Pitris. So numerous are they that I am incapable of describing them, either by mentioning their names or deeds. O son of Prithu, the delightful assembly house, moving everywhere at the will of its owner, is of wide extent. It was built by Vishwakarma after a long course of ascetic penances. O Bharata, resplendent with his own effulgence, it stands glorified in all its beauty. Sannyasis of severe ascetic penance, of excellent vows and of truthful speech, peaceful, pure, and sanctified by holy deeds, of shining bodies, attired in spotless robes, decked with bracelets and garlands, with earrings of burnished gold, adorned with their own holy acts, as with the marks of their order painted over their bodies, constantly visit that Sabha assembly. Many illustrious Gandharvas and many Apsaras fill every part of that mansion with music, both instrumental and vocal, and with sounds of laughter and dance. O Sanapita, excellent perfumes, sweet sounds, and garlands of celestial flowers always contribute towards making that mansion supremely blessed. Hundreds of thousands of virtuous persons of celestial beauty and great wisdom always wait upon and worship the illustrious Yama, the Lord of created beings, in that assembly house. Such, O monarch, is the Sabha of the illustrious King of the Pitris. I shall now describe the assembly house of Varuna, also called Pushkara Malini. I will end here. And then tomorrow, possibly, if we get more papers, will be the house of Varuna.
Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai. Jai.